Nerd Soul.
Woo! Ha ha! Late LK at one, y'all. So holding it down, bringing that street geek and nerd soul. What is up, my people? Today, all year, coming with another wonderful episode of That's Right. You guessed it. Chick, you guessed it. That's right. Nerd Soul Gaming. We are chilling, and I'm not by myself. I'm joined right here by the one, the only, literary novelist supreme du jour, Nate Miller, y'all.
I don't think I've heard the word du jour used in a sentence in like many, many years.
I try.
So, yeah, man, excited to be here.
So we got two games that we're going to be talking about. DC fandom happened. It was like, oh, cool. And we got, news a trailer for one and a trailer and some gameplay for the other. We got Suicide Squad Kills the Justice League and we got Gotham Knights. Matter of fact, I'll throw it to you, Nate. Which one do you want to talk about first?
Maybe we should start with Suicide Squad Kills since it's just a trailer and we can kind of just talk about that. And then Gotham Knights cool. We can kind of go deeper into since there was some gameplay.
Cool. One, I'm glad we got it. I'm interested in how this game will play. They made sure they threw them credentials up real fast. They were like, from the people that brought you the Arkham series.
Yeah.
they're like, hey guys, we know, just trust us. From the people that brought you Arkham. But throwing some Outcast on there, I'm always good with that.
Yeah, I mean, the trailer itself was really cool. It was really well done. Yeah. I'm still very not clear of like what the game is going to be. Also, for me, I don't think we've talked about this, but I'm very much a Marvel guy versus a DC guy. I definitely, especially when I was younger and really into comics, I read a fair amount of DC stuff. But I'm not as interested in stuff like that. That being said, I do think titles like Suicide Squad are some of the better titles on DC because they have some more interesting characters and, plots that aren't necessarily just straight up black and white. Superman is good.
Yeah.
Lex Luthor bad. So seeing the trailer, I think they did a really good job of doing a lot of DC fan service and also kind of playing up these characters that are the Suicide Squad. It's interesting to see DC's marketing as they have, the first movie did okay, I guess, and then they have this new one with James Gunn, and that trailer looks really good.
The first movie was kind of like sort of like empty calories. It's kind of like those things where McDonald's will fill you up, but about an hour later, you're like, I really shouldn't have ate that.
I think James Gunn doing the new one is like perfect because the first Suicide Squad, at least to me, it was clearly like this is our Guardians. It was like a Guardians light that just wasn't really fleshed out very well. And so now to see James Gunn doing it himself, I think it's going to actually get what they were trying to attain in the first place. But I think it also that style is going to fit those characters really well. Back to the game. Also, the premise itself is very interesting. Playing the idea of playing as kind of these bad guys, vigilantes or whatever. And it seems like the Justice League has gone bad or something. And from what I understand, this game does share continuity with Arkham Knights or something like that. I read something about that.
That's interesting because I didn't catch that, but at least for the like you were talking about going against the Justice League, the only thing I can guess, part of the trailer, unless I'm getting my villains mixed up, it looks like Starro was there, so maybe Starro has like controlled their minds or something. They're meaning the Justice League.
I have no idea who Starro is. Isn't that Brainiac? Who's the big alien thing that is like crash landed at the beginning of the trailer?
You know what? Maybe so. Because like, see, I thought I saw Starro there, but maybe not. I'm interested to see who else is playable in this game because kind of right here we have four players, similar to the way in Gotham Knights we have four players, but. When you're talking about trying to fight against, Superman, Wonder Woman, I got love for the Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like that argument with Batman. It's like, bruh, you're chilling out with people that could essentially take you to the rack any day of the week.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Suicide Squad fighting Batman is very different than Suicide Squad fighting Superman.
Or The Flash or something like that. It's like,
right.
Come on. Come on, son. And I mean, I know the only thing I hope in this case is that they keep it interesting or at least entertaining to kind of be in those situations. Say, if you're Harley Quinn with a bat, you know, and you're up against like Martian Manhunter or something. It's like,
yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's still so many questions from this trailer.
Yeah, so do I like the trailer? Yes. Did it play well? Yes. Do I enjoy it? Yeah. But do I know if it will come across as legit when you're playing it? Because even in the comic, like even if you were to say in there's a comic book story where the Suicide Squad kills the Justice League, you're like, the whole Justice League or like one member? Like they all did. They all ganged up on one member when, like, he or she was paralyzed, right? Because, okay, so let's imagine.
At a certain point, when you're a fan, right, you have to let
you kind of like let it go. Yeah,
and like not to harp on DC fans, but I feel like as a DC fan, like that kind of has to be part of the way it is, because if it was really true to like the way it's written, Superman wouldn't need any of the Justice League. He can fly so fast he can spin the world backwards and turn back time. Like, come on, dude. He has one weakness, which is involved in every single plot line because it's his only weakness.
Well, so, kind of too. He's susceptible to magic, so they throw that in there. God. So I'm just trying to
whatever
trying
magic to, you know, is. That's literally because they're like, damn, we made Superman too strong. What can he be weak to? I don't know. Magic?
Magic?
What kind of magic? I don't know. Magic. Dude, it's magic. Like, all right, man.
So, yeah, I really want to see how this plays. And as long as it seems feasible that these guys are kind of like taking down or at least chipping away at the Justice League in a way where it seems like it's earned. And you're kind of like playing hard, not like some kind of easy mode mess where you kind of just like run through at least the main seven. You just run through, you know, you run through like Green Lantern and you're King Shark. It's just like, you know, hopefully they set it up to a way where, you know, it's earned and it feels earned. So yeah, that's how I'm feeling about that. Trailer looks great. Music is great. That was awesome music to play.
Yeah, it's got a good vibe. It's a great trailer. It's cut together well. It looks cinematically very impressive. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm interested in more of what they have to show. I'm definitely not convinced of like I have to get the games, but also I've never played any of the Arkham games, so
I've never been interested in any of the Arkham games. So. But these two games have piqued my interest because they're not Arkham games.
Yeah.
So,
but it is made by the same developers, and they have clarified that it is set in the same world. It's a continuation of the Arkhamverse, is what they said. Yeah. So it will be some, and from that, I guess we can extrapolate that the gameplay will be somewhat similar as well.
Pretty sure. Yeah.
I don't know. Definitely curious to see more about it as it comes out, for sure.
But for a game that we have seen more of, Gotham Knights. I have thoughts. You know what? I'll let you start off with this one. I started off with the last one. You know, tell me how you feel about Gotham.
I mean, again, like, this game is not for me. I knew that when I started watching the trailer. Like, I, again, not to harp on Batman, but I'm not super into Batman. You know, there was a time where I was into Batman and the whole Nightwing thing was cool, but that time has passed for me. This game, I mean, it looks okay. It looks like a passable game. It doesn't look like it's going to be trash at all, but it looks a lot like Assassin's Creed to me with the level system and the way that it's like incorporating RPGs and the fighting style also. I do like the co-op thing. Like, that is a fun thing to add to games. I'm of the belief that pretty much any game is fun if you're playing it with your friends, even if it's complete doo-doo. So being able to have co-op is cool. I've read a little bit about the co-op too, that you can kind of like drop in, drop out from your friends' games.
Destiny or something like that, I guess.
Kind of, yeah. And from what I understand, it is, that's why I make the outside of the level system and the combats, from what they explain, it's also like open world, and like, you know, certain areas are going to be a certain level, so you'll have to level and then come back to fight them because they'll be too strong, kind of a thing. There's some interesting stuff into it. This is the kind of game that I would pick up on a sale if a friend was like, hey, let's play this game. But I probably wouldn't buy it.
Because that's how usually I pick up games. A sale, or B, someone's like, I want to play this with you, you know what I'm saying, like now. For my end, I am tired of Batman. I've been tired of Batman for a long time. Because DC acts as if DC acts like they have like two characters.
Yeah, three characters, because they got Wonder Woman now. They got She's officially a character.
I would
rather, actually, four, because Harley Quinn is also a character, arguably more marketable than the Joker now.
Yeah, and my gripe is that here we go back to the Batman well, when we could have a Green Lantern game, we could have a Young Justice game, we could have a Wonder Woman game, a Black Lightning game. There's tons of characters that exist outside of Batman, but once again, we're going back to Batman. Now, in this case, I will agree that this is not Batman per se. You know, it's the Gotham Bat family.
So it's
I know people will come in here and be like, it's not Batman. It's a Bat family. It's different. We all know Batman's gonna show up in the end of the game, or you know, the last mission will be to like save Batman, or the last mission you'll play as Batman. DC is, I mean, and I know what DC stands for. Before people say, you gotta understand what DC, I understand. But you can't expect to be a company that wants all of your characters to be successful if they don't get the same shine, or at least similar shine.
Yeah.
I would love a Young Justice game.
Yeah, that could be really cool.
Where you had access to all of the characters throughout the three seasons, and there were different missions, and some missions were team-based, some missions were solo-based, some missions were like Metal Gear Solid, some missions were like Halo. So, you know, like cool things where it's like, you know, you changed up, like, oh, okay, you gotta be Aqualad here, you gotta be Nightwing here, and now you gotta be, you know, you gotta be, I don't know, you gotta be Megan here. You gotta, you know, any of those, Superboy here and there, that would be cool, but we're just going back to the same Bat family, which, I'm excited for the way the game looks. I'm interested in playing it, but once again, we are going back to the Batman well.
Yeah, I mean, it's a marketing thing, right? Like, I had the same reaction as you when the Batman trailer came out, the new Batman trailer. Like,
yeah,
are we really doing another Batman movie? Yeah, don't get me wrong, the trailer looks pretty good.
Yeah, the trailer looks great.
But like, it's come just on, dude, how many... It's the same movie. It's the same movie every time.
If we put this same amount of energy and love and passion into a movie about Green Lantern, a movie about Black Lightning, a movie about Martian Manhunter, a movie about The Flash, we'd be saying that trailer was cool too.
But that's why I say that's why I say it's marketing, because that's the unfortunate state that we're in, especially with video games that are tied to comic book culture now, because it is such a pop culture thing with TVs and movie shows and, you know, these huge brands. These brands that now own these comic book characters, they only want to greenlight games that are going to make the movies more money, make the shows more money. It's not a coincidence.
But see, that's also where
the Suicide Squad game and the Suicide Squad trailer, and we got a Batman trailer and the Batman game. It's just like Avengers game. The new Avengers game is like low key doo doo. Like it looks really good, but it's not. It's low not key, good.
Low key, it's just regular doo doo.
But like, it's almost the same thing. Like, there's a huge, massive wealth of characters to pull from, even within Avengers itself. But instead, we got the most generic, due to Captain America, Iron Man, Hulk. You know, like it's like there are other Avengers. Just because they're not in the movies doesn't mean that they're not good characters, and wouldn't make fantastic characters for video games.
Also, The only thing that I would say is different on Marvel's side, even though the Avengers game looks whack, the difference on Marvel's side is that Marvel has done a good job of what I think DC should have been doing and should be doing, which is kind of like raising all of their properties to where it doesn't matter what we drop. You see that Marvel logo, you comment. You know what I'm saying? Because now, got Guardians of the Galaxy making $1 billion. So now we can say anything. We can say Eternals, Shang-Chi, Avengers, Black Panther, Black Widow. It doesn't matter whose name. You know you showing up because you're like, yo, we've given you quality across multiple different characters. And now you know it's going to be good. And I think DC has spent a lot of time going to that Batman well and has wasted time to where we could know about the Thanagarians. We could know about, the New Gods. And I know there's a New Gods movie coming, but come on, man. It's way late. Like, let's be for real. It's way late. Especially since we've had, I don't know what, 10 Batman movies now? I'm trying to, a lot, right? So.
The thing that's crazy for me too is like, especially with a character like Batman, the thing with comics that has made them last so long is this ability to take like established character traits and tropes and then put them in, like, once the community is familiar with that, like, this is Batman. He has dead parents, he broods, he fights crime at night, right? So, like, you can take those tropes and you can put them in other things. So, like, for example, I don't know if you've read, like, I forget what it's called, but there's a one-off series where it's like Batman, but it's in like the 1600s, right? So like things like that.
Oh, like Gotham by Gaslight or whatever?
Yeah, exactly.
Where was that? The 1800s? I can't remember.
Something like that, but in another time period. And so like what I'm saying is, or even like Superman Red Sun, like you've read that, right? Like that's my favorite Superman book, just because of the idea of like how different could this character be if it landed on a different place in Earth. These are the movies that DC needs to be making. We've seen Batman 1,000 times. Give us Frank Miller's Batman, where it's, you know, like, this is why.
Well, I mean,
I think even, Ben Affleck is now, not a great.
Even now, we've sort of seen Frank Miller's Batman. I mean,
if we were to try to,
because we've seen Frank Miller's Batman sort of in reference so many times. I mean, I'd argue that we haven't seen the exact depiction, but I mean,
Driver Batman film where he's actually nuts and he's dealing with it like that. That would be good. I just want something different. I'm just like tired of the same.
Batman
movie over and over again.
I'm tired of this, especially when I watched this, I was like, okay, so not only are we going back to the Batman well, but now we're using, especially at this time, I think it's fair to call out the specific characters that we're using. I mean, we ain't got no Cassandra Cain. So like all four characters now, I know people will be like, these are like the classic versions or whatever. But I'm like, well, you essentially got three Robins in the spot. Why not have Duke Thomas as one of the characters? You know, why not?
I don't even know who these people are.
Essentially like a younger black Batman or a black Robin or something like that, or Cassandra Cain, who isn't just straight up white. You know, like just something to switch it up and mix it up. Now, like once again, it's like the same straight all white characters, and it's now, of course, there could be a DLC later, of course, but you're launching with kind of like the same. There's no extra shakeup to what you would expect. Like, even if you told me, okay, there's going to be a Batman game about the Bat family, who's it going to be? I'd be like, oh, of course, it's going to be such and such and such and such. And they don't shake it up at all. So even though I do like the gameplay, I'd agree with kind of like these Assassin's Creed kind of setup. I do like that you can jump in on somebody's game whenever you want. And the fight system looks really cool. I enjoy that. But on the flip side, I mean, I'm probably closer to buying this game than maybe the Suicide Squad game until I see some gameplay. But even if I was to buy this game, I don't know how, you know, like, how invested I would be, because in the gameplay they say Batgirl is approximately 12 hours into her character progression. I'm like, yo, how long is this game? Not saying that I want to be able to beat the game in 2 hours, but 12 hours into her character progression? 12?
Did she say 12? I thought they said a few. Maybe I misheard it.
He said 12 or so hours into her character progression. And I was like, 12? Like, bruh.
I mean, given the style of game that it is. Yeah, and like the comparisons it's received to, like, you know, like Assassin's Creed. Let me pull up my Steam. I put 84 hours into Odyssey. So I don't see if that's, especially if that is just one character and there is like development of all four characters and a big open world where you need to level and grind. Like, this is not going to be a game where you can complete the story in 12 hours because you just go from one boss to the next boss. Like, you're going to complete a mission, get sent to a new area, and when you get there, they're going to be like a couple levels higher than you, so you're going to have to do some side missions so you can level up and fight the boss. Like, it's going to be that. Kind of
That's what also kind of worries me with the open world idea for Halo, but that's a whole nother situation.
Yeah, that's a whole
nother
episode.
You and I have talked about Halo. So you were like, yeah. I hope it works out. Because
I'm going to play it. Whether it will be good or not is still up in the air.
I'm going to end up probably playing it.
But
I hope it's not a drain. But for Gotham Knights, I would have liked to see someone like Duke Thomas, someone like Cassandra Cain, to maybe shake up the team a little bit. So it's not, I mean, or even Damian, you know, to kind of shake up the team a little bit, but it's just kind of your plain monochromatic hero team that we always get.
But I also
which is why Young Justice would have been a pick that I would definitely be down for, because
I would love like a Teen Titans game, even when like based off the Cartoon Network cartoon. Like, that would be cool. I'd be into that. Like, even that has a more a cast of interesting characters with like plot development and character development and stuff. Like,
yeah, so that's
the thing, is like I've seen a lot of Batman fans that are completely gassed by this game. Yeah. They're like, yes, Jason Todd, yes. Like, so I think that's why we're, you know,
I love your, your Batman fan.
My Batman nerd voice sounds pretty good, right?
Isn't this exactly the point? Like, Jason Todd.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. Like, it's still is kind of cool. Jason Todd does
look cool.
Definitely a more interesting character than a lot of other Batman characters. But I agree with you. The costume design looks cool, except for Robin. Robin looks dumb. He's wearing like some robe thing.
I could have swore the outfit he's wearing is from the We Are Robin storyline. And doesn't the Black Robin wear that? Let's see. I'm trying to remember, like, who wore that in the We Are Robin storyline. Like, because I was like, that's not his regular outfit, is it? But I dipped in and out of the Robin storyline, so I'm not super duper sure. But yeah, the, well, nah, his outfit is a little different. So yeah, he's not really, really wearing a robe per se. The Duke Thomas stuff. So he's not really, I'll take that back. He's not really wearing a robe. And plus he upgrades to the character called Signal anyway later on. But it would be nice to have that character, you know.
I mean, they did mention that they're adding different costumes. So like,
yeah,
there are different ones that they will be able to wear in the game. And I think they even said that the one that Robin is wearing in the trailer is not even like the default one. That's like one of the alternate costumes or something like that. And it's totally possible too for them to add, like, for example, Duke Thomas, where they just make him like a reskin of Nightwing or something, or a Red Hood or whatever.
Which is, that's why I kind of reserve some judgment, because I know people will be like, but the DLC. And I'm like, yeah, but I'm tired of being an afterthought DLC after like Twitter makes some noise about it or something. And they're like, maybe we should make a DLC for some other characters besides the same monochromatic heroes that we get in everything else. But yeah, that's, besides that, I'm cautiously optimistic about this one. I'm actually interested enough to buy it. I don't know what price point they're going to be at. Probably at 60, I assume, when they first launch. So we'll see what it comes with. If they launch at 60, if they launch at 40, which I doubt, but that would be great. But I doubt if they launch at 40. So we'll see.
Oh, this is going to be a full price game. Gotham Knights?
Yeah. Well, I mean,
it's a $60 game, bro.
Like I said, it would be nice if they launched at 40.
No, this is going to be a $60 game, 70 for PS5.
Oh, yeah. All them PS5 folks out there. Because, see, I'm PC, so I'm like, I don't know those struggles. Like, I'm sorry, I know not of your troubles. But, guys, that's it. That's how we feel. Holler at us. We'll holler at you. Down in them comments, let's talk, Suicide Squad Kills Justice League or Gotham Knights. You know what I'm saying? Are you buying them? Are you day one in these things? Because I'm probably one of those people that's not going to day one this. I'm going to see how many of my friends are playing it. And if I also want to play.
Yeah, this is a wait for a sale for me. I actually am close to picking up the Arkham games because they're on a sale now, like a big bundle of them. And I have been wanting to play them. I just never like really was like, I got to get these games. So we'll see.
Yeah, I got a couple of folks trying to get me to pick up Power Rangers Battle for the Grid. But I look at the game and I'm just like, it's Power Rangers though. But shouts out to all those that love Power Rangers. So with that said, I mean, hey, look, I still remember when the Green Ranger came through and whooped everybody's butt. That's OG.
It's I'm OG all about the Power Rangers, all right?
So right Power here. Rangers are dope. Let Nate Miller let them know where they can find you.
Yes, Nate Miller, the Red Ranger. You can find me everywhere online at Dog Like Nate. It's Dog with 2 G's. I sometimes stream on Twitch, but mostly you could find me on Twitter and Instagram, sharing my opinions that nobody asked for.
All right, and NERD, SOUL, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all in places. Of course, YouTube is the hub. Hit that thumbs up. You can hit that thumbs down. But if you do, I'm going to send King Shark after you. And make sure that, you subscribe, listen to the podcast, all that jazz. Share it. Tell your cousin and your mama, too. Also on Spotify. But until next time, we say thank you for watching and peace.